Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. The story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. Today, we leave Milan to return to Skunk Haven and the backstage summer home where we see Harry Jr. and Neil, his college roommate, and we hear...
Well, gosh, Harry Jr., kind of lonely around here without your parents and the next-door neighbor.
They've gone to Italy, you say, to appear in the opera at Milan?
Yeah.
Wow, that's one of the biggest things they've ever done in their career.
Yeah, that must be tough. I was talking with some of the fellas at school about opera. You know, that must be the toughest thing in the arts to do.
Oh, yeah, to sing and act at the same time and move around the stage.
Memorize all those songs and notes and...
I didn't even know either one of them could sing at all, much less opera. I wonder when they
heard it. Oh, I know the neighbor could.
Oh, when they were practicing, probably.
Yeah, he
can. See, I haven't been home here for almost a year, and when I came home and found them gone, the first thing I did was call the House of Toast. How are things going over there?
At the House of Toast?
Selling a lot of the white stuff?
Well, it's not white. It's toasty brown.
Oh, right, yeah.
Is
it still a big success? It was, Neil.
Well, I don't know. It's tapering off. There's other fast food places. In the neighborhood now that's siphoning off some of the business.
Well, that happens anywhere. When you get one fast food thing springing up, you got a bunch of them.
Right.
Well, sit down. There's no sense of us standing up here talking.
No, that's right.
I'll answer the phone.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that.
Hello, Harry Backstage Jr. speaking from the Backstage Summer Home in Skunk Haven. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. It's Mr. Trevelyan.
Who's he?
He's the auctioneer, downtown Skunk Haven. Yes, Mr. Trevelyan.
Oh, what do you want him
for? Well, when could you come over to look it over? By that I mean, could you make an estimate, say, tomorrow? Yeah. Sure, I'll be here, right, 10 o'clock. Make it 11. I probably will sleep late. Okay, sir. Goodbye.
What did you want to see Mr. Trevelyan for?
Well, I figured with my parents opening in an opera in Italy, they won't be back for a long time, so this would be as good a time as any to auction off the furniture.
You mean, you gotta be kidding. You mean the furniture in the house here?
Right, Neil, I got a lot of gambling debts I've run up over the past year, and I gotta square them away or I'm in real trouble.
Yeah, but suppose the opera's a flop and they come right straight back home. What then?
There's no way that opera can be a flop. No way in the world.
And so, Harry Jr. decides to auction the furniture at the backstage home while Mary and Harry are in Italy. You ought to be here tomorrow when we'll hear Calvin say,
"Well, look what the critics say."
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.
A little contest among the members of our studio audience this morning to find out the person with the poorest physical coordination, and we asked him to return here this afternoon and be a part of our show, and I see the winner is coming up on stage right now. You all right, sir? You fell up the whole flight of stairs to our stage.
Yeah, okay. My stairway at home is a lot longer than that, and I always fall whichever way I happen to be going on.
Took another nasty spill there. I don't think I've ever seen a person try to sit down and miss the chair by quite that much.
Well, 2 feet's about an average miss for me. That's why I have foam rubber on all my floors at home instead of carpeting.
I should think so. Do you have some problem with your sense of balance or just plain clumsy?
No, it's strictly clumsiness with me. Even as a kid, I...
Now you knocked our microphone under the table there someplace.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just trying to scratch my ear, and of course I didn't even come close. Let me pick that mic up for you.
No, I have a hunch I'd better do it.
No, really, it was my fault. Ouch! Mm. Gee, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to bang heads with you there. You see the microphone lying around?
Yeah, I gotta get it back on the table so you can come up again whenever you think you might be able to make it.
Oh, I'm fine now. I seem to be back on the chair and everything.
Good. Boy, life certainly must be full of problems for anybody as poorly coordinated as you are.
Well, I've more or less gotten used to it. I just try to sit quietly with my hands in my pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, mealtime's a little rough because using silverware and then trying to score a direct hit in my mouth, you know, leads to quite a bit of havoc.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I can't think of any problems I have in particular.
Well, now, looking at you, I can think of one. You have your shirt on backwards, and you're wearing your necktie around your waist, and you have both arms in the same sleeve of your coat.
Well, yeah, it does take me about 3 hours to get dressed in the morning, and the job still doesn't seem to come out right.
Mm.
But at least I get enough clothes on in roughly the right places to avoid being picked up by the police.
Well, that's fortunate in that respect. I still can't imagine what anybody who's so uncoordinated could possibly do to earn a living.
I don't have any problem there. I work as a tester for a construction company. Before a new building is opened, I fall down all the elevator shafts to be sure they're finished.
Well, certainly no doubt that you qualify as our contest winner, and here's your prize. Our producer is bringing it to you now, this lovely Ming vase.
Oh,
hope you'll enjoy
gee,
it.
Gee, I'll sure treasure it. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir. You might have been able to treasure it a little bit longer if you'd opened the door before you tried to leave.
Yeah, I missed the doorknob by about a foot.
At least, yeah.
Well, thanks for the little pieces of crockery, anyway.
Okay.
You can always use it.
Go on.
Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. The story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. After spending their first night in Genoa, our friends left the following morning by train for Milan, where we see them now in their suite at the Hotel Raphael. Mary, Harry, Pop, and Calvin are discussing the suite of the hotel.
Say, Greg is over at the other end of the room making a phone call.
Did you ever see a living room as big as this in any hotel before?
Isn't it? Huge furniture, the bed. My goodness, look at the size of that.
Oh, this is a ritzy hotel he's booked us into.
Real walk-in closets, too, I'm telling you.
Kind of a coincidence. It's named the same as the one in Genoa, Raphael.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Hello, calling. Yes.
I hear Greg in there now. He's probably getting in touch with...
He's expecting a call from me.
Getting in touch with the Opera House.
Uh-huh. But would you have him call me here?
When are you supposed to open, Harry?
Hotel Raphael.
I don't know. He's made all the arrangements. We're just going along with him, whatever he... What is it, Greg?
He's going to call me back.
Oh, good.
He was on another line.
That was the impresario at the opera, was it?
That's right. Say, boy, what a view.
Isn't it?
Big city this is.
Oh, I think, I hope we'll have time to take a tour of the city and see some of the sights.
It wouldn't be worthwhile coming all the way over here if we don't get to take a tour.
No.
When is that opera supposed to start, anyway?
Yeah, when are we supposed to open, Greg?
Well, I gave them two dates. April 2 is one, and a little later in April.
Do you know which opera we're going to appear in? Wouldn't be Così fan tutte, would it?
Gee, I forgot to ask him.
Well, that's something you should ask the impresario next time you call, Mr. Marlowe.
Yes, I'll do that. It could be Il Trittico by Puccini.
Well, that would be good, too. They're all Greek to me.
Whoa!
Did you hear that? You heard that, Barry, huh?
It's all Greek to you.
Well,
that's funny.
We're going to have to do some heavy studying before we take the stage at La Scala, that's for sure.
Am I going to sing, Mr. Marlowe, do you know?
Yeah, do you have plans for Calvin?
I don't know. I don't know what their plans are for you, Calvin. Maybe you'll just be the traditional spear carrier.
I don't know. What's that you've been studying there, Calvin?
This is room service menu.
Oh, good.
Let me see. Anything here that you might like? Bruciatelli, vermicelli, could have mezzani.
How about the ziti?
Linguini, the ziti, tubatini.
What?
Tubatini.
Elzini Pepe. Rigatoni.
I know what that is.
How about Fusilli?
That's one I haven't heard of before.
How about Cavatelli?
How about that?
Yes, how about... Does it have on there Mastagioli Rigati?
Let me see. Yeah, it has Mastagioli Rigati. Let's call down and have one order of each.
Good idea. So our friends begin to make themselves comfortable at the Hotel Raphael in Milan. Tomorrow they'll take a tour of the local sights, and we'll hear Calvin say...
Well, why don't you try some of this tubatini, and then I'll try some of the mezzani.
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.
Chester Hasbrook Frisbee. Haven't seen you for a long time, Chet.
Oh, we've been... busy trying to
Get some background for our Italian trip.
Did you see in the paper...
Having a little difficulty finding, no.
In the paper yesterday that the real La Scala Opera Company has had to cancel its tour to this country because of financial problems in Italy.
Oh, I see some of your listeners attributing it to your backstage episodes.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, how do you feel about
that? I don't think that's fair. I don't think we had anything to do with it. I really don't.
It is kind of a far-fetched storyline to have Mary and Harry singing opera, which they've never done before.
Well, the problem I'm running into, excuse me, is finding actors who speak Italian.
Well,
and that is developing into a major problem.
None of the regulars do, huh?
I'm thinking now of flying the backstages back to New York tonight.
Oh, well, this...
I mean, if I just can't find an actor who can speak Italian.
Well, when would that happen in regard to the show itself? I mean, they've done the episode for today, right?
I'd have them out of there tomorrow if I
can. They're not really there, right?
Of course they're not there.
Well...
But if I can't find an actor who speaks Italian, neither you nor your partner do that.
No.
It's a problem that the writer has to face each day.
It's almost time for you to be casting off that great coat that's a symbol of you, isn't it?
Well... Not yet.
Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. The story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. While Greg Marlowe is making a business call on the manager of La Scala Opera House, Mary, Harry, Calvin, and Pop have decided to take a sightseeing tour of Milan. And as we join them now, they're boarding a bus in front of the Hotel Raphael, and we hear...
Right in there, Mary. Thank you.
Go ahead, Calvin. Pop.
Okay.
Nice big bus, isn't it?
Yes, and we've got it pretty much to ourselves, too.
Yeah.
There don't seem to be too many people coming aboard.
Guess this isn't the tourist season in Milan, right?
Well, that's very possible. That's right. I guess
it would be
winter here like it is anywhere else.
We're here just to sing in the opera, sir, you know. That's what we're going to do.
Yes. Yes, we're going to a star, Mary, my wife here, and myself.
First time I've ever sung at the opera, and I'm just scared to death about it.
Well,
it's at La Scala. Have you heard of it? I suppose you have, yes.
That's nice.
Yes, it is. Beautiful. Will we see that on the trip, will we?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm
good.
I'm sure we will.
I hope we start soon. I can't wait to see this town.
Yes.
Heard so much about it.
Well, I'm all set.
Yeah, me too.
Let's get going, driver. All right, driver, let's go.
Yes.
All right, sir.
No, he's starting.
He doesn't know too much English, I guess.
Well,
yes.
Are you going to give the lecture in English, driver?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, very good.
Here we go.
Just sit back and relax now.
Boy, what a beautiful day we've got for this, too. The sky is blue, the air is crisp.
I always thought that these tour buses went a little slower than this.
Yes.
It's hard to see anything.
Yes, going terribly fast.
We're going to see Milan in about 15 seconds.
He probably just
watched... Ladies and gentlemen, step lively to the bus, the tour bus of Milan, one of the greatest cities of Italy.
I guess he just wants to get to the first point of interest, probably, and that's why...
It's the second largest, and you can see it from the plain of Lombardy, 80 miles northeast of Lombardy. And then we have a north of Santa Maria della Grazia.
Can you slow down a little?
That's right in the center of Milan.
Yes.
Driver, can you slow down a little bit so we can see this plaza here, whatever...
I don't know whether I'm going to...
And we go down further where it shows... It has a refractory of Leonardo da Vinci's Last Supper.
Oh!
And last...
Sightseeing.
We can't forget this. Almost Maurice the Greater. 1497-1506. The principal Sicilian building.
What was that about this?
These people are wild drivers here. I'll say that.
What about that 1506? Hey, look, cow!
Maybe he'll give us a pamphlet at the end of that trip.
The Palace of Arts and Science, directly at the right, with shelters of gallery of paintings of the monument of Gaston de Vaux.
Let me out!
And so our friends begin a sightseeing tour of Milan. You want to join us tomorrow when Greg Marlowe returns from his business meeting at the opera, and we'll hear him say...
And just what hospital is that?
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.
see who we will chat with today.
Him,
we thought
him.
It might be... No.
Me,
all
him.
Right, but we'll...
No,
we'll
me,
be.
Him,
all
him,
right.
Him, hey,
I tell you what, I have to set this up
him.
First.
Go ahead, him.
If you wait,
me,
just
me,
give
him.
Me a chance, please. We thought maybe, since we do have so many youthful members of our audience here today, we might find out whether they have different ways of earning summer vacation money. I know a lot of the kids set up little ingenious ways of earning money. How about this little fellow over here? How are you, sir?
Fine.
Could I have your name?
George M. Perkins.
And do you have a vacation job, George?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it. I think there might be some kids listening who would like to get some ideas from you. What do you do for extra money in the summer?
Well, what I do, Bob, is I have this crate, and my mother gave me some linoleum to put over the crate.
Yeah.
And,
what did you make, a little delivery wagon out
no,
of it?
No, I made, like, a small counter.
Yeah.
And, then, my mother gave me some, orange, mix and, some water and I painted a little sign. I'm selling, orange, out in front of, my house.
Oh.
For a nickel a glass.
Say, that is a wonderful idea, and I'll bet a lot of kids are getting, getting real anxious to go into business. Like, how long have you had your little business going there, George?
Well, I started it 3 weeks ago, and I've had quite a bit.
You charge a nickel a glass?
Nickel, yeah.
What's been your biggest day to date?
6 cents.
6 cents is what you made in your biggest day?
That's right.
How selling it for a nickel glass, how could you arrive at a figure like 6 cents?
Well, one of the kids only wanted a sip.
Oh, I see. So you gave him a penny's worth.
Right,
kind of,
right.
Huh?
That's right.
Well, that certainly is an ingenious way of earning money, and I hope you're real... How old are you, Georgie?
42 years old.
I hope you make a lot this summer and that you have a great time with your stand.
Thanks. I'll tell Mom.
Okay. I'll tell you, those kids are wonderful. They're hard to beat.
Backstage Noble Wife, the story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. Mary, Harry, Pop, and Calvin are aboard a sightseeing bus touring the city of Milan as Greg Marlowe calls on the manager of La Scala Opera House. And as we join them, we hear...
Well, it's very interesting, right?
Driver, would you please slow down a little bit? We can't see anything.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, that's better.
And now we turn to Extreme Center, where we have the famous La Scala Opera House.
Say, there's the La Scala Opera House, Mary.
Oh, driver, could you stop for a minute?
Could you stop?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Hi. Driver, we'd like to get out here. See, this is where we're going to appear. And could you wait
just a
little?
Could you wait a few minutes? We get out. We just want to take a walk around, look
will.
At it. Fine.
Come on, let's step up.
All right. That's the only word he knows in English.
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
And he must have that speech down, too.
The one he does on the piano.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Don't get so cranky, Mary. Life is
nice.
So short. Yes, it's nice.
Yes, it's beautiful. We'll
see,
be back in just a few minutes, driver.
She's a little upset because
that's
she's
nice.
Nervous. Yes, that's nice. She's nervous about
it. I wonder where...
I'm getting upset myself.
I wonder where Greg would be.
Oh, yes. Get off this bus.
Well, I'm off. Come on. Step down, Calvin. That looks like a kind of an office over there to the right of the main entrance. That's probably where Greg is.
Looks like a ristorante to me.
A what?
Beautiful fountain, isn't it?
Yeah, look at the birds around it, too. The doves, I guess.
Hey, hold me by the ankles. I'm going to reach in and get some of those coins, will you?
Well, I don't think they want you to do that, Calvin.
Oh, why not? Look, there's half a dollar in there, and a couple of quarters, and
well,
dimes.
Those are thrown in for good luck, and then they're picked up every so often.
Turned out it's going to be my good luck if I can reach over there and get some of that money.
Here, I'll hold you by your ankles,
okay,
Calvin.
Okay, let me just reach in. I told you to hold me.
I'm sorry, Calvin.
Oh, brother.
Just slipped, that's all.
Tossing all the coins in here to get this suit cleaned and pressed again.
Oh, you are sopping wet. Here.
Oh, it's only ankle deep, but it certainly can ruin the suit.
Oh, yes, it can.
Oh, boy.
Is that the only suit you brought with you?
No, I have another suit. I have a one of those sweatsuits I brought when I go jogging in the morning.
Right, well, we better get back to the bus then, and you'll be dry. It's good it's warm, anyway.
I think I see Greg in there talking with somebody.
Oh yeah, he sees us. So we'll wave to him. Hello, Greg.
He's waving for us to come in. I guess he wants us to meet the general manager.
All right. Do you want to wait out here, Calvin?
Go in, too. I want to meet him the first day.
Well, that's going to make rather a strange impression for you to be soaking wet in his office.
Well, whatever you say.
And so, Mary and Harry find Greg in the office of the manager of La Scala. Tomorrow, they'll go inside, and we'll hear Greg Marlowe say,
"Yes, it's La Traviata."
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.
To Idlewild Airport and Bob and Ray remote broadcaster, Wally Ballou.
Videos, Wally Ballou, winner of the Louis Gratzby Diction Award, 1956. Greeting you from the overseas waiting room here at Idlewild and ready with our portable microphone to chat with some of the people coming and going by airplane. How about you, sir? Can we speak to you first?
Yes.
And where are you from?
I'm from London.
London, England?
London, New Hampshire.
Oh, I didn't think you sounded too British.
I'm not British.
Where are you bound for, or are you just leaving?
I'm leaving from Idlewild now. I'm going overseas.
Whereabouts? London, England?
No, I'm going to Paris, France. And then from there, I'm going to Rome, Italy. And then from there, I'm going up to Geneva, Switzerland. And to London, England. And then I'm going to Dublin, Ireland.
Sounds like a wonderful itinerary you have there, sir. And I hope you have a great deal of fun on your flight.
Well, it won't be much fun at all. You see, what I want to do is go overseas and introduce tuna over there for various holidays. Like in this country, you have your traditional turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I'd like to, for instance, in France, institute, like, say, tuna fish for Bastille Day. And then in England, for lilac time at Kew, kind of ring in a pizza pie.
I see. Then you're hired by the Pizza Institute or the
Tuna Institute, uh-huh. That's right.
Well, I hope, have you tried this in this country, of changing any of these?
I tried it for a little while in this country, but with disastrous results, so I thought maybe I better change my modus operandi.
What would be the traditional Thanksgiving Day dinner in England, say?
Oh, I think they have the, they don't have Thanksgiving there. They don't have that.
Oh, they don't have that, then?
No.
Well, how about 4th of July in France, then?
Well, the 4th of July in France...
I know they have a 4th of July in France.
Yes, it's between the
3rd and the
5th. And 5th, right.
Well, what do they eat on the 4th of July?
Well, a lot of them, I know, sit down to a good meal of truffles and wine and bread.
And cheese. You'd rather they'd be eating tuna fish or pizza, huh?
Right, those are the two products I'm interested in.
Lots of luck to you, sir.
Said that, I doubt it.
Very glad that you spoke to us on this, our first interview from the airport. And we have time, engineer, for one more if I have enough wire.
No, you don't, Wally, because this is the show on which we introduce a new feature.
Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. The story of America's favorite family of the footlights and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. It's shortly after yesterday's episode now as Mary, Harry, Pop, and Calvin enter La Scala Opera House in Milan. Greg, already inside, is talking to the general manager about their forthcoming appearance. And as we join them, we hear Mary say...
Isn't this beautiful place?
It's truly breathtaking.
My. It's chilly, though, to be walking in here with a wet suit like I'm wearing.
Yes, does it seem to be drying out any, Calvin?
No, it's getting more clammy. You know, a big empty theater like this is kind of chilly.
Yeah, well, we won't stay too long. I did want to say hello to Greg and see how he's coming.
I'm getting kind of chilled. I could
stand you could catch
a,
cold, you know.
I could stand a, But you can stand what?
Stand what?
Oh.
What do you mean?
I thought maybe a bottle of wine to warm me up a little.
Well,
you won't get any wine here at the Opera House.
Maybe when we get back to the hotel.
Why don't you go outside, I thought you would say, and stand in the sun?
That's a good idea, but...
Why don't I do that?
All right, go ahead.
I'll stand outside the sun and wait till you folks come out.
Or you could get aboard the bus. He said he'd wait for us.
No, I want to stand in the sun and dry off.
Oh, I see. Good idea. Sure.
Yes, all right, then.
Well, we'll meet you up front, then.
Sure.
I think Greg's over there in that direction,
Should we go in, do you think?
Well, maybe we shouldn't interrupt him if he's...
He's probably driving a hard business bargain right now, and I wouldn't want to interrupt.
That's right. At least we know what the opera is we're going to appear in, La Traviata, huh?
I don't think, looking here, that if I raise my voice in song, I could reach that second balcony up there.
Do you want to see if you can project a note back there? Have to be louder than that.
It's about the loudest I can do.
Let me try. Well, you're not going to sing, Pop. You don't need to do it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he will sing.
You think Mr. Barlow has me in mind for a role?
Sure he does. Too bad Calvin isn't here. He can sound a good note.
You want me to go get him and bring him back?
I'd like to hear what he sounds like.
Okay. Calvin!
What?
Step in here a minute.
All right.
Go over there and stand next to Harry and Mary and try a note. See if you can reach the second balcony.
Oh, are we just a regular note that I'd sing probably in an opera?
Yeah, just any. That's not bad at all. Give it a little more breath, though.
Wait a minute. Why don't you go up in the third balcony and see if you can hear us, Pop?
Okay.
All right.
I will. Take me a little while to get up there.
Yes.
And so our friends have their first taste of the atmosphere of La Scala Opera House. Tomorrow you ought to be here when Greg Marlowe makes a strange announcement. We hear him say,
"Well, it's all inked. We're all set to go."
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.